Well, they were always, Mama always had them when they had a drainer. And then she had the scalding hot water that she poured over.
To do what?
To dry them. You had to dry them, put them up, you see. And of course they saved it with germs on them, but still we all live for them. That's since they've had dishwashers. They say when you wipe a dish now that you put germs on it. But in those times we had lots of germs because they had to be. But Mama always had her towels. They were not used at one time. And they were boiled after, and when they were used, I mean when they were laundered.
What would she wash the dishes with? What kind of cloth or rag?
Well, she had a regular, now the towels she used mainly, they used to get chicken feed in sacks. And it was a real nice thing for a kitchen towel. And she hemmed them out of that. Mm-hmm. And she made the small, made the dish rags, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And those were all kept sterile too, because she had, you know, as sterile as they could have them. They wouldn't boil them when they laundered them.
What about the ones you'd use in the bathroom? That'd be just a little what?
Oh, that'd be a bath rag, a bath towel.
Wash rag, yeah.
That's right.
Use them?
Yeah.
Now the water, you turn the water on it for what? Y'all always had water coming out of them.
Cat had a lavatory in the bathroom and a tub.
And you turned the water on it, though?
Yeah, had a sink in the kitchen.
The water would come out the
faucet.
Okay. Out in the yard, you'd hook a garden hose up to it?
Right.
To mm-hmm.
What? Faucet.
Out in the yard.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody was working out in the field, they might carry them water out there. And did you see those little things on a barrel, water barrel or something like that? They could push in and we'd get water out of it, or it would, you know, they'd turn it on and that was a...
They used to have little faucets that they would put in those barrels.
Yes.
But they could turn them on. They had cups mm-hmm. hanging around the barrel to get the cups that some drink out of.
Does it ever get cold enough here for your pipes to... Reason.
Oh yes, it has gotten cold enough. I've never had any frozen pipes since I've been in this trail last winter. Now my son did have one or two over there at the house that the dog had gotten. There we put insulation on them, you see. And the dog had pulled it off and he didn't know it and he had no trouble. But he got it fixed and everything, had more trouble with it.
Pipe.
Insulation is, you get it from the lumber company. It's about that thick, I reckon. You put it around there. It's like you buy some kind of a tape put on it that holds it on, you see.
When you used to buy, say, meal, how did that come packaged? You remember?
Well, I'll tell you. We didn't buy much meal. We ground it. We raised the corn and ground it to mill. So there was a mill close by and we sent it there. We even had the grits ground. And another thing we did, my daddy raised sugar cane. He had a sugar cane. He made molasses.
What else? Did we make anything else there?
He made sorghum molasses and sugar cane molasses.
Okay. You call one molasses and the other one was...
Syrup.
Was there any difference between the two?
Well,
is there any?
I guess the syrup in this thick.
Molasses?
Mm-hmm, it's thick. Mm-hmm. You can cook it to a consistency, you know, as you want. And they would, and the niggas that worked there would get them a cup and drink that pure sugar cane, and they'd get fat as pigs while they were working, while they were running the mill.
Yeah, that was good for you too, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was fine. That's right.
You ate it in the morning with?
Hot cakes, a waffle.
Yeah. That was good food.
You're right.
Well, now,
you know,
I'm sorry.
When I tell people now, my children, even my sons, tell them, anybody, what they used to have for breakfast, they can't believe it. I said I'd get up in time for them to have. Of course, we didn't have the cafeterias.
Yes, ma'am.
At the school. And they had to go to school on a school bus to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 4 to cook breakfast for them. And not many times that they didn't have hot biscuits. They had steak. First they had juice. They had steak and grits, hot biscuits. And a they had any kind of preserves or jellies, whichever they preferred. All of it I made at home. And the young men would come on with my son when he was in college.
Yes, ma'am.
And they would talk about the breakfast habits and everything.